Greetings, greetings, greetings. I got everything together. Yeah, I got everything together now. You know, before I was having sound card issues. Now that's not really the case now. I am glad to say thank you to all the people that listen to me and that continue to listen to me. I'm sorry I have been absent for a little while. Just been working out some kinks, and I think I got it taken care of now. Some things I would like to say. As you know, that I used to drive professionally, and you know, and I often talked about how I miss it, but you know, not so much now that I am retired and that I am on dialysis and everything, and you know, I just laid back, and then I realized how stressed out I was as far as driving was concerned. How frustrated I was getting with dispatchers and everything, and being on time for my schedule and helping out others and don't get any kind of help in return. You know, that used to aggravate me. And then the other side of the coin, when I was a dispatcher and you know, I had to worry about folks leaving other people and that sort of thing. I think that was like my last day. I had just came out of the hospital, and I remember actually arguing with the driver because they felt it upon themselves to leave somebody where they shouldn't have been, and that person was late for work. So I kind of jumped down their throat, and the next thing I know, I'm being sent home, and because of I had an open-toed shoe, and if you do realize that, you know, you're driving, they don't allow you to have any kind of open-toed shoe. And I was trying to explain to them, I have enough sense not to drive with open-toed shoes. So they still didn't, you know, they still didn't accept that. So I had to go home. So it was kind of difficult to go home when I was the only one in the office. So what I did was I punched out. Because they said they were just going to pay me for the rest of the day. I punched out, and next thing I just punched out at a certain time, but I didn't leave. Because, like I said, I was the only person in the office. So once I did that, I stayed on the clock for probably about 2 or 3 hours because they were just going to pay me for the rest of the day. So I just stayed, you know, I just clocked out and just stayed there. You know, that's how I was dedicated. But the thing about that is, if you have noticed that if you are a good worker and if you are one of those who don't make waves or cause any trouble, it just seems like you're the one that's persecuted. If you come in and do your schedule or do what you have to do to work and everything in a difficult environment, and you know you do everything that you possibly can, and it's never enough. So but anyway, that's just another story that I have to really elaborate on. But I just think that the people that do the less always get praised, and then the people who go and do the extra mile get to kind of get in trouble. Not saying that I was a perfect person. You know, I kind of circumvent the rules. But I try my best to follow directions as much as I can. I know the difference in between being subordinate and insubordination, because insubordination is automatic fire. You get fired for that. Okay, now that I have got that out of the way, I would just like to say I thank y'all for 3 years, 3 long years. This year, I did not make a logo for it. You know, last year, my 2 years, I made a logo and everything, and it didn't really work out like I wanted it to. So here we are, right here. But anyway, look how long we have been together. Just jiving, you guys. Y'all have a great night.